It is 7:35. Good Monday morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Well, tomorrow, of course, is Election Day. Tulsa's Hispanic population is closing in on 60,000. How will those folks who are eligible to vote, vote tomorrow? Correspondent Brad Gibson takes a look at that issue.
It's 10 p.m., and Tulsa's Latino community is tuning in to the only locally produced Spanish-language newscast, Channel 51's Teletool Noticias.
Noticia. El presidente Obama no hizo ninguna alusión.
Tonight, the lead story mirrors much the same as English-language newscasts. Politics and the presidential election are center stage.
Esto y más en Teletool Noticias.
There are an estimated 60,000 Hispanics in Tulsa County, 10% of the county's population and growing. They'll be voting primarily as Democrats on November 6th, galvanized around one primary issue.
Immigration. Anybody who's here illegally, that's first and foremost on their mind.
That's Sasha Thomas, a street reporter for Tulsa's Teletool Noticias. With a clampdown on its enforcement nationwide, immigration has taken on a special importance in this election year. Marvin Lozama is president of the Coalition for the American Dream, an advocate group defending immigrants' rights in Tulsa. As he sees it,
it's really a right to work. A work permit, temporary status if need be, or permanent legal status. Those are the two things that they really want.
So what are the two presidential candidates' policies on immigration? President Obama is for letting immigrants without criminal records become citizens. His administration has stopped deporting some undocumented immigrants with children. They'll be able to obtain two-year visas to stay and work. Mitt Romney is for letting those with two-year visas stay as well, but wouldn't grant new visas after taking office. He supports letting children become legal citizens by serving in the military, but opposes amnesty programs. But there are question marks. Marvin Lozama on President Obama.
He made a promise to the Hispanic community before the 2008 vote that he was going to pass immigration reform one way or the other. The administration has failed to do so. However, at the same time, they feel like some of the small steps that he's done, such as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival programs, trumps him over Romney at this point.
As for Governor Romney, it's the lack of details. Sasha Thomas.
He started out saying, okay, they should self-deport. Then he said he was going to repeal the DREAM Act. And then after that, he said, no, we're going to leave the Deferred Action. So it's created a lot of confusion. They're not sure if they can trust him, I think.
One Hispanic Tulsa resident interviewed by Teletool Noticias explained the difficulty she faces in judging the two candidates. I would stick with the president we have because I'd rather vote for the known than the unknown or uncertain, she said. I'd vote for him because we don't know what awaits us with the other candidate. And as far as Tulsa small businessman and Latino community leader Ed Martinez sees it,
Hispanics in Tulsa, Oklahoma today will align themselves with the Democratic Party, even though in their hearts they're probably more conservative than they realize.
As for Oklahoma's first district house race, Democrat John Olson supports the president's plan for permanent residency. But Republican Jim Bridenstine's stance isn't so clear. He wants stronger border controls, but denies being quoted as saying he wants immigrants to leave the country voluntarily and return legally. Again, Ed Martinez.
My feeling is, one, Bridenstine doesn't have a lot of experience. And number two, what he said about the border and the immigration situation doesn't make me very comfortable.
So Tulsa Hispanics really don't know who to trust. Either way, the Latino community is wielding more political power as the population grows. As Marvin Lozama sees it,
it ain't gonna go away. That number is just a staggering number that you can't overcome.
I'm Brad Gibson for KWGS News.
7:39 now. We'll check traffic and weather for you in 10 minutes. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.